So, who were these RNs? Most historians believe, based largely on linguistic evidence, that the Aryans were related to peoples who migrated into Iran, Iraq, and Ireland, and other parts of Europe. In many ways, the Aryans were different from what we know about the Indus Valley dwellers. First, they were not highly organized like the Indus Valley people. The Aryans were pastoral nomads rather than settled agriculturalists. Unlike the dwellers of the Indus Valley, the Aryans used horses and chariots and were skilled in the use of bronze, a fact that initially gave credence to the theory of an Aryan invasion. Whether through conquest or peaceful migration, it is clear that the Aryans brought with them to India different gods, different rituals, and a different language. The Aryan language evolved into Sanskrit, the official language of the Hindu tradition. The word Aryan is derived from the Sanskrit word Arya, which means noble one. The Aryans loved their language. Sanskrit means well-formed, and the Aryans believed it to be the perfect linguistic embodiment of the nature of reality. Some Western scholars have even believed that Sanskrit was the original language of humanity. Sanskrit is closely connected to many European languages, and hence linguists speak of the Indo-European language family. We can readily discern cognates between Sanskrit and certain Western languages. For example, the Sanskrit word for God is Deva, akin to the English words divine and deity, or the Latin word deus. Through the course, you'll notice other words from the Sanskrit that seem related to English and other European languages. Since the Aryans were migratory, they left little in the way of archaeological evidence. Almost everything we know about them is based on what is now a collection of writings, called the Veda, the oldest and most sacred of Hindu scriptures. Originally, and for thousands of years, the Veda existed only in oral tradition, preserved by special memorization techniques by Aryan priests. The Veda was never intended to be written, and doing so is considered by the priests to be a desecration. Part of the reason for this has to do with the Aryan emphasis on the spoken language. The oral word, as contrasted with the written word, was considered extremely powerful and potentially dangerous. Only the priests were competent enough to recite the Veda effectively without causing grave danger. An old Hindu law even stated that if a Shudra, that is, a lower caste person, were to hear the Veda, his ears should be filled with molten lead. And initially, horrible punishments were also prescribed for the priest who divulged its contents to outsiders. The Veda was finally put in writing by the priestly class after the arrival of the Muslims in India in the early modern period. Still, the priests were not persuaded to divulge the contents of the Veda to Westerners until the late 18th and 19th centuries. The Veda is a rather unusual collection of literature. It is not a narrative like the Bible. It tells no grand story of gods and humans. The Veda is more like a liturgy manual, such as the Book of Common Prayer or a Roman Catholic Missal. It includes hundreds of hymns addressed to various Aryan deities, as well as some myths, some incantations and spells, and a bit of philosophical speculation. It is clear that the Veda was concerned primarily with rituals and was probably composed to be recited at sacrifices. The term Veda means wisdom. It derives from the Sanskrit root, vid, which means simply to see. You'll recognize an English cognate in the word video. Seeing is an extremely important dimension to Hindu religious experience, as we'll discover when we discuss the reverence for images of the gods and goddesses.